Assemblyman Angelo Morinello represents the city of Niagara Falls and sits on the tourism committee of his legislative house. He says the large discharge of black, smelly water near the base of Niagara Falls last weekend should never have happened, and he's upset by the amount of attention it has received.
I received phone calls from as far as California last night because this made the national news. Now, this made more people hit the news more than the Mrs. Walenda's hanging from a helicopter. That may have done a little bit of good. This did a tremendous amount of bad for our reputation.
The Niagara Falls Water Board explained it was part of a routine maintenance. Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered an investigation Tuesday and said he does not believe the Water Board's claims that the discharge was within acceptable water quality standards. Morinello suggests the governor take a closer look at the Water Board itself.
I think that something drastic needs to happen. The possibility of termination of either board members or management, so that it shows that they're proactive. To sit there and trying to come up with excuses and lame explanations does nothing in the national scene.
Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister was out of town and unavailable for comment. His office said they are not permitted to discuss Water Board personnel matters. Meanwhile, WBFO's calls to the Water Board were not returned as of Tuesday evening. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.